Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
She's here and very flexible. We appreciate that because of our Dean Phillips conversation. Rena Sargentopoulos is with us on The Neighbor at 1:09. Hello, how are you?
I am swell. How are you doing on this post-Super Tuesday?
I'm doing okay. Rena, like all the guests who's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, can I allow you to plug your television station, Care 11? Seems like your main 5, 6, and 10 anchors all are on a team. Tell people why they each have a team and the cause and which team you're on.
So we are doing a food fight, which sounds silly when you're talking about food insecurity, but mm-hmm. it's all meant to be good-natured in the sense that no matter who you vote for, everyone wins. And the idea is that there are hundreds of thousands of people here in Minnesota that don't have access to food, at least stably anyway, on a daily basis. And so we're hoping to team up, or we are teaming up with Salvation Army, to try and stock 22 food shelves all across the state. Each of the main anchors, Julie, Randy, Bell, and Reggie, have their team. And the idea is to get a little good-natured camaraderie, you know, going, competition going. And but in the end, everyone wins because all the money goes to the same place, right? So, but right. I'm on Team Reggie.
Okay. That's fabulous. And your station for a long time and all the other stations and other radio stations are part of a lot of good causes. This our radio station, just a few months ago, had Let's Kick Hunger and raised well over $400,000. You know, hunger awesome. Is an issue that is pervasive. It is insidious. It is awful. And like so many of these issues we all face, they could happen to any one of us out of the ordinary. You know, like unexpectedly. So bravo to CARE for getting involved. Now, be honest. Were you allowed to pick? Or do they say, Rena, you're with Reggie. You know, how did that come about?
We were assigned. We were assigned our teams, I think, to make it somewhat fair within the newsroom. I love Reggie, so all is well. No matter who I would have ended up with would have been just fine. But I think Team Belinda's very much in the lead right now, like more than double than the next person beneath.
That doesn't surprise me. Belle's a juggernaut. You know what I mean? I also heard she put some threats out there towards Randy and Julie and Reggie. You know, she's menacing people.
Yeah, you know, you think she's sweet. You turn on the news and you're like, gosh, that girl's just down to earth. She got a shiv in her boot. She's like, I will shank
she's
you.
She's vicious.
I will end you.
She's vicious. Yeah. She's Belle,
vicious.
She's shivving people.
Vicious.
Okay, help me understand what's going on here. A neighborhood had adopted a turkey, okay? They had names for him. Gregory Peck, get it? Tom
yep.
James, the bachelor turkey. He was always alone. And they have a memorial for him. We loved him. Talking about the turkey, okay? Because the life ended for the turkey, okay?
Was this around November or?
No, this one's more recent. Oh, I think okay. The one you're thinking of November, and I'm going there, was the coyote. Remember the coyote one? Where there was a coyote.
I was thinking a Thanksgiving joke, but.
Yeah. Sorry. I totally missed it. Yes. As just as you started saying that, I'm like, yeah, I get barely. I'm barely, my brain hasn't quite started yet. Well, someone said it really never started. But, I mean, the coyote one is right. I'm just going to tie it together. Remember the coyote? And the coyote was killed on 394, not that far, you know, from Care 11. Okay, could have been you. I mean, it was in the morning. You work in the morning show. I don't know.
You don't know.
Do we know if you weren't the killer of the coyote? And,
we don't.
I mean, Rena, like in the neighborhood, it was as if a child had passed, you know? A coyote would rip your throat out, okay? Now the turkey. And I'm not taking glee. It wasn't me who hunted down the turkey. By the way, turkey, kind of a bland, tasty meat. Let's be honest.
Oh, terrible.
Well down the list. But people in their affinity for certain animals that I guess I don't get, like, do I love our family dog? Yes, massively. I do. But I'm not going to be out there with a memorial for Ted the turkey, okay? Am I a bad person because of that?
Yes. Well, I mean, you're a bad person okay. for a lot of reasons, but this one just does, you know, like cherry on the top sort of thing.
Okay.
Hey,
should I expect
the
to see you? You know? Josh telling me it was a cougar, not a coyote? Yeah, it was. Josh, you're right, because in all the cougar jokes.
It was
jokes.
A cougar. That's right.
Yeah, we did have all the cougar jokes, which some were amusing.
why do you care? Like, if it brings this neighborhood together and it makes neighbors closer and they watch out for each other and, like, they had a fondness for this turkey and they felt like it was theirs, like, why take that away from them, Chad?
I have segments to fill. I'm more bemused by this. Listen, my stepson Mike has a bearded dragon. He has a lizard, which mainly has lived at my house, but while we're on this little adventure back at Carlos. So I have fed a bearded dragon off and on the last few years. And if Guy passed away, I would miss him. So apparently pot meets kettle. Okay, great. Right here.
Ted Hartman, healer of joy.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be out there with the Sarah McLachlan tunes, though, for Ted the Turkey.
That's a good one, though. That's a good song. That'll get anyone crying. I don't care who you are.
It's hard to not blubber when you hear that song. So I would like to see a feature from you on this turkey. 54th Street and Logan Avenue. They love notes and poems for the turkey. I can't even say it without cracking up. You can't either. Love notes and a poem for the turkey.
Someone was a little too close to the turkey, if you know what I mean.
Yes. What was going on with his relationship with the turkey? Oh, my gosh. How about the animals at your house? Everything quiet recently? Any issues at all?
No, everyone's been good. I do have a question for you, though. It has totally off topic.
Yeah.
I was driving behind a pest control truck yesterday. Ooh. And you know how some companies have a tagline, right? You know, it's like, you know, friendly in the skies or whatever it is that your tagline is for your company. This tagline on this pest control company's truck, written in beautiful cursive lettering, was "Just another day of killing." And it got me wondering, like, what other companies would be, like, wholly inappropriate to have a saying, like, what would your tagline be if you were, like, I don't know, a funeral home or,
that'd be tough. I appreciate it, by the way. I just see the text. A number of people really wanted to chime in on the cougar. I mean, people paid close attention to that story. Text me. 651-461-9226. What other company could say "just another day killing" compared to this pest company? I mean, if you're a funeral home, now I, as my bizarre sense of humor, maybe my lack of moral clarity, I think I might be a bit amused if a funeral home had a little bit of fun with one of their slogans. Now, what I feel is funny about it, if I had to call them about a loved one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe not. Probably not. Now, along the lines of the messages in the back.
Yes.
Have you ever once considered when it says, "How am I driving? Let me know. Call 1-800-RENA. You know, who is calling to comment on their driving?
People are awful. People like to get other people in trouble. I've often wondered if people call those numbers, even though the driver's not doing anything wrong, just to be a jerk.
Yeah. Fully capable of it, right?
Absolutely. Your driver cut me off. Like, why not? Why? I have no faith in other humans. Like, that seems totally plausible to me that someone would do that. Having a bad day, I'm going to make his day worse.
This is one of my ideas for a long time, and most of the time people laugh at me for it. Somebody says, by the way, good slogan for Putin in Russia. Yeah, it probably works for Vladimir. Another day of killing. I have suggested for a while that we need to have kind of a message board on the front and front back of your car, Rena, where you could punch something in, you know, to the back of your car. You'd speak it in your phone. "You're driving too close to me." Or, "Hey, how you doing?" You know, so we can communicate to each other as we're driving. What do you think about that idea? The front and the back of each car, we could communicate to others. That wouldn't lead to any problems, would it?
You know, Chad, you have a lot of really dumb ideas, but this one is probably the dumbest.
It's a great idea. You're jealous of it. Just admit it.
I'm not jealous of it. I imagine the incidence of road rage that would go up if you could talk to the people in front and behind you and tell them what you really feel.
What are you doing? You want to grab a drink? I mean, things like that. Hey, nice driving. As opposed to most of them would be like this. I hope you die. You know, I mean, it would not be friendly,
bleep,
right?
Bleep, you bleeping bleep.
I mean, it would make you interested more in driving, though, right? I mean, what kind of messaging would take place at each drive?
What am I going to see today?
Yeah.
And these Minnesotans aren't angry enough behind the wheel.
Yeah, we are. That's true.
Yes.
Among
true,
the text.
Truly.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, we're the cremator you can trust.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That person is amazing. Whoever you are, that is genius.
That's
I love
genius.
It.
Or they stole it. You know, either one.
It rhymes,
how about if
too.
Yes. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, we're the cremator you can trust. Oh, it's fantastic.
Yes. You get an A, sir or ma'am.
Yeah. Couple more. Rena's with us here. How about a funeral home that says, we're here for you when others are dead to you? That's so good. Again, it's not as good as when it's my loved one. But, you know, with the hypothetical here, you got to admit it's funny, Rena.
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
Brother worked for a casket company. On his card, it read, we're the last ones to let you down.
Oh, I love these. Keep them coming. I love it.
Oh, it's so good.
I'm not that creative. I'm just not that creative.
Yeah, no, these are outstanding. Okay, I know you have a meeting, so I'm going to let you go here. Instead of go a long segment so you're not caught up and late for your meeting. Big meeting? A dramatic meeting? Typical meeting? What's going on?
I don't know. Suspenseful. You might have to wait till next Wednesday to find out.
Whoa. Is it with a boss? Or?
I can't divulge anything at this point.
Can't divulge. Is it with Harrigan? Is Harrigan faking that his whole family's sick and you guys are going to go meet for that old-fashioned right now?
You know Harrigan is always faking sick so that he can get out of a day of work and still
he's
get paid.
Soft. Come on, he's soft. We know that. All right, love you. Great stuff. Enjoy your day, and we'll talk soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Rena, right here on Newstalk 8. Josh, we've not had a chance because we've been busy to ask you the music theme of the day. Little Foreigner. Foreigner to me was very hit and miss. There were some tunes I really enjoyed, and others I couldn't hit the button quick enough.
Same.
What do we have today, sir?
Well, it is here in Minnesota, the beginning of one of the best tourneys, if not the best tournament in sports. The boys hockey state tournament is underway over at the old XL Energy Center. So playing songs involving ice, maybe mixing some snow, but mostly ice.
Beautiful. We'll chat with Louie on Friday's show. Speaking of hockey, timing worked out perfect. Among my favorite stories today is about the love between a brother and a sister. In this case, the brother is the great goaltender for the Chanhassen hockey team, and they've been very good all year. They upset Minnetonka. Some are trying to turn it into Miracle on Ice, even though they had been like a top five team all year. So not that, but still an upset. So it's Cam Hendrickson and his 10-year-old sister, Gabriella Hendrickson. Gabriella has Down syndrome. So yes, because of Q, am I drawn more to these stories? I am. I'm not apologizing. I don't feel guilty about it. I'm glad I'm drawn to these stories. And this is just such a beautiful relationship and the love between the two of them, David Levac in the Star Tribune. It is well worth your time about even when Cam, again, the goaltender for Chanhassen, when he wasn't in town for a while, in his pursuit of hockey, how he'd call every night at 8 o'clock. And her love for Cam and checking on him as he was playing in hockey. And just this beautiful connection they have. And I've been lucky enough to witness this in my life with my older boys and with Michael, my stepson. And when you're younger and you have a brother or sister who has Down syndrome, or as Q does, DIRK1A, your life is just layered a little bit more. You just may have to take extra steps. You may just have to wait just a little bit longer. You may have to just show a little bit more patience. And none of us are flawless. None of us are perfect. And our brain expands. We get greater understanding. We hopefully develop more empathy as we get older. And I cannot tell you how proud I am of how my older boys, and then when Michael came into Q's life, how amazing they have been consistently and constantly with Q, and how I've witnessed other brothers and sisters and how their patience, their love, their kindness, their at times instructing their friend or making sure their friends treated their sister or brother in the most respectful way. And a part of this story just makes me ill, but then it makes me just feel greatness about how Cam stood up for his sister. A fellow first-year Pee Wee A player in Minnetonka's youth system kept using the slur, the R word. He perceived as unintelligent. I detest the R word. It is the word in the English language I hate the most. It is cruel. It is gross. It is lacking any decency. If you're using it, stop. It's not funny. Never was funny. Cam asked him to nicely stop. The kid did not. Taking his ignorance out on Hendrickson by throwing him into a locker room wall. Explaining the situation to mother, Hendrickson said something like that made him a hero. He said, "Mom, she might be slower than the rest of us all, but she will get there." "I don't appreciate the word because it's not fair," Cam said. "Anyone that gets to know Gabby falls in love with her. All of my teammates give her fist bumps and hugs and ask about her." I'm Team Chanhassen now. I just am. And I know there are other kids on these teams who are also great. But I absolutely love how kind, how respectful, how proud he is of his sister. When it's not always, it's, like I said, it's just a little more complicated. But it's all worth it. And again, if anybody is still using the R word and they laugh about it or they think it's funny, look in the mirror. Stop. It's ignorance. It's cruel. And I'm not asking for us to live like this flawless life or not to have important conversations, but you're better than this. Every one of us is better than using this. And the filth online, which is bleeping infuriating to me, where people will defend the use of this word and they think it's funny, it's awful. It's as simple as that. It's 34 past 1 here on CCO. On the luggage side, Delta yesterday made some news when your first bag for Delta went from 30 to 35 is a $5 increase, the tipping point for folks. And the second bag went from 40 to 45. If it is, it's a very, very small percentage. That doesn't mean you don't have individuals who before this $5 increase said, dead to me, I'm going to find another airlines. If you can, and they're cheap. So you agree with that. Do you make an attempt, okay, if you're flying out of MSP and you've got your options, you got Terminal 1, the busy one, and then Terminal 2, which is so underrated. Terminal 2, if as someone who flies 90% of the time out of Terminal 1, when you go to Terminal 2 and you just go through security easy and you go to the gate easy, sign me up. Do you make a concerted effort to look around at your options on flights and say, hey, I can save 20 bucks here on our first flight, on our first bag. I can save, you know, 30 more here. The problem is because Delta runs the show, you don't have as many options. This has been going on for decades where you go to major cities and unless it's really one of the big cities, one airlines is dominating the show. So you have some opportunities at MSP, not as many as we should. So I want you to chime in. Tell me through a text or a call. This one's probably easier with the text. 651-461-9226. Pricing for your luggage. Does it matter for you that much? But then there's a Wall Street Journal story today about how the airlines themselves are trying to crack down on the nonsense of the carry-ons. Thank God. About time. And a lot of this is driven by what's happening with the cost of our luggage. That almost all of it is that, where people are saying, as an example, if they fly Delta, I don't want to pay, let's say they've got two bags, I don't want to pay the 80 bucks. So I'm going to bring about 19 things on the plane. Knock it off. It's you're breaking the guidelines. The airlines have to stand up to you. And there's some jackassing behavior. It's a shared experience. I've said many times, I like getting on the plane pretty much last. I'm not afraid to fly. I don't have fear of flying. I just have flown a lot in my life. And so getting on early doesn't do anything for me. Now, when the kids were younger and we have more things to bring, yeah, I get it a little bit. But what annoys the bleep out of me is when people get in line, a lot of times they get in line, it's not even their turn. You know, it's not either your rows or we're section one at this point, section two. And they go on and they're in, let's say, row 32. But they've got, as the Wall Street Journal story points out, they got the fanny pack, they got the crossbody bag, they got the shopping bag, they got the pillows, they got the blankets, they got their backpack. They've got everything. And even though they're in row 31, they're starting to shove things in row 15 and row 20. No. I think I said this one time before. I think when you get your seat, you almost should have a code or something which only allows you to use the overhead for your row. That's it. No more. And if you're jumping on just to use somebody else's overhead bin because you brought stuff on, I mean, how arrogant are you? I mean, we're in this together. We can't have the shared experience. So I think airlines should stand tall on this. This does annoy me. This does bug me. So when you fly, how much of a consideration is it for check bag fees? Because Delta, which is still the dominant carrier in our town. Certainly Sun Country runs what's going on at Terminal 2, but not, they just don't have as many gates, right? So when Delta jumps up $5 a bag, does that do anything for you? Now, it was already 30 and 40, so it's going up to 35 and 45. I just don't believe the extra $5 is going to be the one that bugs you. But at some point, it is a tipping point for some people. And then on the carry-ons, are you with me? People are trying to bring on anything and everything for costs, I think, number one, and two, for proximity, because they just want to land and take off and not wait for luggage. If you have the normal amount where you can get in under your seat and you get one other reasonably sized bag and it goes in the overhead, fine. But for the people going way too far, get out of here. And airlines have to step up when you're checking your bags, if you're checking any bags, or if you're just at the gate and tell them, no, go back. Or the bag is checked right there. What do you want to say? I'd love some feedback. I'd love some phone calls on this. Texts are always encouraged. Chime in on the topic at hand. 651-461-9226. Josh, I'll have to get to Pella coming up here on CCO. Your Linda's construction time check is, hey, it's 152. Time to invest in clog-free leaf guard gutters and receive 75% off installation labor. That's excellent. As I mentioned before, I've worked with Andy many times. He's a good man. And I have those same gutters on my home. A reminder, if you're just tuning in, right here, initially, he put the tweet out after he broke the news with us. Dean Phillips at 12:08 announced he is suspending his campaign. He is endorsing Joe Biden in what seems to be a lock rematch against Donald Trump. It was a lengthy conversation. We skipped the normal 12:15 break, thanks to Brad on that one. So it's about 26, 27 minutes. It is absolutely worth your time. If you pay attention to politics, if you supported Dean Phillips, if you didn't understand what Dean Phillips is about, if you're wondering about why he's endorsing Joe Biden, if he regrets this decision, what he thinks about those who have told him numerous times about their concerns for Joe Biden, but won't say publicly, all of that is available to you on our podcast. Just anywhere you find a podcast, punch in Chad Hartman Show, and it is there. We'll get back to it also at 2:35 because I want to chime in and give you more thoughts to offer your opinions. We're talking about the luggage fee increase by Delta. It's expensive. I mean, there's no doubt. It's now $35 for the first bag. It's $45 for the second bag. My point was today, it is the $5 increase where you're saying enough is enough. And then a Wall Street Journal story today is pointing out where a number of airlines are trying to crack down, thankfully, on the buffoonery, where people are basically bringing 18 pieces of luggage on the flight itself to try to jam in about 19 carry-ons, and obviously 18 of them not their own, and it's about time for the airlines to stop it. Just stop it. So what do you want to say about this? Lots of texts coming in. Hi, Chad, another take I have is, why don't they load the planes from the back to front? If I flew first class and all those people banging into me with all their carry-ons, would not consider an advantage to be first on the plane. Craig, you're 100% right. La-di-da, there was a point with the Wolves when I was, either when I was with Dan or early in the day on my own with Doogie and Rosie and all the other folks, where I wouldn't always fly out with the team. And so I flew enough where my status was elevated and I was able to fly a little more first class. Don't have that now because I don't fly that much. I enjoyed it. But even then, I would try to get on the plane pretty much last. Why are you that anxious to get on the plane? And again, I'm fortunate. I don't fear flying. But Craig from Plymouth, you're 100% right. There's more of a chance you're going to have people bump into you. There's plenty of room on the in the terminal. Do that outside of, and this is the caveat, which I mentioned before, but I'll say it again. Unless, you know, especially younger kids, or you have the right amount of belongings and you want to get on there and make sure nobody takes your spot. Other than that, wait. Don't get on there. Well, let's confront the elephant in the room. Moving people via airplanes shouldn't be different than moving cargo. It's all physics based on weight. A person's cost to fly A to B should be based solely on total weight, the person's weight, and their luggage, period. I think we now have a few airlines who are looking at that. And I think people are afraid, airlines are afraid to do it because they don't want to embarrass people. They don't want to put their gate agents in a tough spot, whether they're right at the gate or they're the folks when you're first checking in. I think it has merit. I get it, but also, I'm also not trying to be cruel either. But if you're sitting next to someone and you have decency about you, but you still would like to have your seat, or, you know, people are taking advantage for other reasons, I think it's a conversation we should have. More text. There should be a man on the plane named Tiny whose job is to stuff the violators in the overhead. Another one of the same points is flight attendants and gate agents don't get battle pay. Somebody else should be set up right there to deal with it. That one has some merit. We'll talk about a very tense phone call I had yesterday when we come back. Your Linda's construction time check is, hey, it's 1:52. Time to invest in clog-free LeafGuard gutters and receive 75% off installation labor. That's excellent. As I mentioned before, I've worked with Andy many times. He's a good man. And I have those same gutters on my home. A reminder, if you're just tuning in, right here, initially, he put the tweet out after he broke the news with us. Dean Phillips at 12:08 announced he is suspending his campaign. He is endorsing Joe Biden in what seems to be a lock rematch against Donald Trump. It was a lengthy conversation. We skipped the normal 12:15 break, thanks to Brad on that one. So it's about 26, 27 minutes. It is absolutely worth your time. If you pay attention to politics, if you supported Dean Phillips, if you didn't understand what Dean Phillips is about, if you're wondering about why he's endorsing Joe Biden, if he regrets this decision, what he thinks about those who have told him numerous times about their concerns for Joe Biden, but won't say it publicly, all of that is available to you on our podcast. Just anywhere you find a podcast, punch in Chad Hartman Show, and it is there. We'll get back to it also at 2:35 because I want to chime in and give you more thoughts to offer your opinions. We're talking about the luggage fee increase by Delta. It's expensive. I mean, there's no doubt. It's now $35 for the first bag. It's $45 for the second bag. My point was today, it is the $5 increase where you're saying enough is enough. And then a Wall Street Journal story today is pointing out where a number of airlines are trying to crack down, thankfully, on the buffoonery, where people are basically bringing 18 pieces of luggage on the flight itself. to try to jam in about 19 carry-ons, and obviously 18 of them not their own. And it's about time for the airlines to stop it. Just stop it. So what do you want to say about this? Lots of texts coming in. Hi, Chad. Another take I have is, why don't they load the planes from the back to front? If I flew first class and all those people banging into me with all their carry-ons would not consider an advantage to be first on the plane. Craig, you're 100% right. La-di-da, there was a point with the Wolves when I was either when I was with Dan or early in the day on my own with Doogie and Rosie and all the other folks, where I wouldn't always fly out with the team. And so I flew enough where my status was elevated and I was able to fly a little more first class. Don't have that now because I don't fly that much. I enjoyed it. But even then, I would try to get on the plane pretty much last. Why are you that anxious to get on the plane? And again, I'm fortunate. I don't fear flying. But Craig from Plymouth, you're 100% right. There's more of a chance you're going to have people bump into you. There's plenty of room on the in the terminal. Do that. Outside of, and this is the caveat, which I mentioned before, but I'll say it again. Unless, you know, especially younger kids, or you have the right amount of belongings and you want to get on there and make sure nobody takes your spot. Other than that, wait. Don't get on there. Well, let's confront the elephant in the room. Moving people via airplanes shouldn't be different than moving cargo. It's all physics based on weight. A person's cost to fly A to B should be based solely on total weight, the person's weight, and their luggage, period. I think we now have a few airlines who are looking at that. And I think people are afraid, airlines are afraid to do it because they don't want to embarrass people. They don't want to put their gate agents in a tough spot, whether they're right at the gate or they're the folks when you're first checking in. I think it has merit. I get it, but also, I'm also not trying to be cruel either. But if you're sitting next to someone and you have decency about you, but you still would like to have your seat, or, you know, people are taking advantage for other reasons, I think it's a conversation we should have. More text. There should be a man on the plane named Tiny whose job is to stuff the violators in the overhead. Another one of the same points is flight attendants and gate agents don't get battle pay. Somebody else should be set up right there to deal with it. That one has some merit. We'll talk about a very tense phone call I had yesterday when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.